Gary Lawless will join us here in a moment. And game three tonight is in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Reeves came out after the game and said their crowd is going to be louder. And Reeves got picked up at the trade deadline.
Right.
Vegas is
a salary dump.
I know. He was a salary dump. And Vegas has been in the league for like 6 months.
Yeah.
But apparently he's very invested in the idea that their fans are greater hockey fans than Winnipeg. So last time we had Gary on, Gary's got an allegiance with Vegas, right? He works for the team. He works with the team. He's around the team.
Right.
And he made that clear last time because we brought up the idea that Vegas could play Winnipeg. And we asked him, if it happens, who you rooting for? And he said, no, it's Vegas. But this is a different topic.
Right.
Who is going to actually have the louder building?
Yeah, so you're going to ask him that. You're going
to
say,
I think we have to start the conversation with that.
Whose building is louder?
Yes. Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, our good friend Gary Lawless. Gary, answer the question. Which building will be louder, Vegas or Winnipeg?
Well, I'll tell you this. For game one of this series, that was the loudest building I'd ever been in. My ears hurt at a certain point in time prior to the game in Winnipeg. So it was very loud at that point. In game two, it wasn't very loud at all. It was loud for a few moments early, and then not very loud the rest of the night. One of the things that has been consistent in Vegas all year long is the crowd is loud all night, and it's a lot of that is because a lot of the things they do other than hockey in between each whistles. It's not just a hockey game. It's a show, and the organization doesn't hide from that. Matter of fact, it revels in it. If you come to a Golden Knights game and the Golden Knights lose 4-0, which doesn't happen very often, you still have a fantastic time, and there's still lots to talk about and still a lot of fun going on. So I think if Vegas is really good tonight, they'll keep the crowd in it, and it'll be very loud, and this is their opportunity. We're going to find out which is louder. This is their opportunity to step up. They've never been in a Western Conference final before, and neither had Winnipeg. And I've been in that Winnipeg building an awful lot, and it had never been that loud before. So it's up to the fans in Vegas to bring their A-game tonight and see if they can answer what Winnipeg did.
Gary, what kind of sideshow are we talking about as far as pregame drinking, tailgating? I mean, how crazy is the atmosphere leading up to the actual game in Vegas?
You know, it's a family crowd. There is a lot of fun going on. But like my wife and daughter come 90 minutes to 2 hours before every game when they can. And there's all kinds of stuff. If you want to drink, yeah, there's more bars here than anywhere else, and they're all right around the building. You can have a blast. But if you want to get your face painted, if you want to participate in the top golf tent that they set up out front, there's a million things to do. You can get a tattoo, O-Dog. You can get a permanent tattoo for free prior to a Vegas Golden Knights game. You just get in line and walk up there and say, yeah, I'd like Sin City Hockey on my shoulder. And they put it there for you. For good. Permanent.
See, a guy, and that's the thing. I got a tattoo, and I remember the tattoo artist warned me if I had been drinking, your blood's a little bit thinner sometimes. So that's you have to wonder they if they do any screening before that. But I saw your Twitter account when Vegas made the conference finals. You basically said, tickets are gone and couch is full. Don't even reach out to me. How many people have you had come out of the woodwork?
I can't count them, it's literally true. Like one of my best friends from childhood, from Peterborough, him and his wife are here. They've taken up the spare room, and there's no tickets to get. So there was some holds that were released a couple days ago, but there's no comps. You know what I mean? The best request I got. Facebook is, TSN, they ask you to join Facebook. And so anyone who wants to be your friend on Facebook, you say yes to. So, you want to have a bunch of Facebook friends. So when you post a column or whatever, it gets widely distributed. Some guy messaged me on Facebook and said, hey, remember me? I sold you shingles for your cottage at Home Depot a couple of years ago. Could you hook a brother up?
Yeah, I like it.
That's awesome. That's ballsy.
Gotta love him for the effort, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. That's creative, man. You remembered him. You have to remember that. The shingles guy from the Home Depot in Vegas. It's game three tonight. Vegas Golden Knights taking on Winnipeg in Vegas. We're chatting with Gary Lawless.
Gary, isn't it impressive? I mean, the story of who these guys are, where they came from, it's kind of been told 100 times. But just the mindset, it's like their disappointment and the look on Gerard Gallant's face on the bench. He was like, well, we're not happy and we're going to come back. Like, just for a first-year team to have those expectations, like, don't worry about game one. We'll be back to win game two, and then we're going to take it back to our home barn. It's so impressive.
I've thought about this a number of times, and I haven't had a chance to tell you this. You would have been the perfect Golden Knight. If you were still playing and you'd had a couple of rough seasons or you were making a little too much, and you had been exposed, you would have come to Vegas, and you would have loved being a part of this group of players because you'd love playing for Gerard Gallant. He understands what it's like to be a pro hockey player. He understands there are going to be nights where you're not going to have it, and you know he doesn't hold grudges. It's not a big, there's not a big lecture. There's okay. You know you weren't good enough. I know you weren't good enough. Be better tomorrow, okay? Yeah, I'll be better tomorrow. And then you are. And the guys kind of, they really grasped onto that as well. And they hold each other accountable in that manner. He's never in the dressing room. It's not his domain. He just, he walks in before the game. One of the assistant coaches prepares the team. He goes in, he says a few things, and that's it. And after games, it's 10 seconds. It's way to go, guys. You worked hard enough tonight. You didn't win, but I know you did what you're supposed to do. Let's be the same tomorrow, and we'll win. Or, you know what, guys? I trust you. If you don't live up to the trust, then we're going to have a problem. And the team just, they want a play for a guy like that. You would have fit in like a dirty shirt, O-Dog.
Yeah, him in Vegas, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That would have really been awesome.
We don't live in Vegas. We live in Summerlin. Okay.
Well, you could still get to Vegas pretty quickly, I would think, or the Strip. We've had these.
My guess is, if you want to get in trouble in an NHL city, you can find it.
Yeah, you're probably right. We've had this conversation a lot on the show throughout the year. We've all pinpointed three teams where I think the Golden Knights just fleeced their respective GMs. You look at Minnesota, where they walked away with Howla and Tuck. You look at Columbus, where they walked away with William Karlsson, and Florida, where they walked away with Marchessault and right. Riley Smith. Is there one in particular that looks the worst to you, that you look back on it and you say, how could Florida or Columbus or Minnesota possibly give up this guy or these guys?
Well, the guys in Florida have to be like, why did we fire Gerard Gallant? Why did we let Mike Kelly, one of the best, one of quietly the best assistant coaches in the National Hockey League, go? The video coach, Tommy Cruz, came from the Panthers. And then, I saw Dale Tallon explaining yesterday in print somewhere why they chose to let Marchessault and Riley Smith go, and it was, based around defense wins championships. I don't know if there's a better two-way forward in the NHL than Riley Smith. And Jonathan Marchessault certainly had his struggles in terms of plus-minus when he was in Florida, but he was second in the NHL this year in plus-minus. I know we can debate the quality of that stat, but when the number's that high, it means you're on the ice for a lot of goals for and not many against. And that's been the case with Smith and Marcia. So they've been, one of the best 5-on-5 lines in the National Hockey League. Smith is over the boards for the penalty kill first every opportunity that Vegas has to kill a penalty. He's just, I used to call him Jonathan Taves Light. And I'm referring to the Jonathan Taves of, you know, at the height of his powers, because Riley Smith is in a package right now than Jonathan Davis.
Well, it's going to be fun to see the crowd reaction tonight, but moreover, just the game. I mean, the first two games were quality. These are two really good teams, and I think we all said yesterday we expected a split out of Vegas. I think it's going 6 or 7. I mean, do you have that feeling, Gary?
You know, this is the old theory in hockey is the team, the lower seed, needs to get a split and then needs to win the games on home ice, and they need to win a series in six. That's kind of the tried and true theory of if you're the lower seed and don't have home ice, what you do. Vegas has turned it into a best 3 of 5, and now they have the opportunity, if they win all three of their home games, they win the series. And that's, you know, the home ice has been a massive advantage for them all year. That's what I'm sure is in the back of Gerard Gallant's head. If he could, you know, if he could script it from here on out, it would be win 3 and 4 and roll the dice in 5, but be happy to come home with the series on the line in 6. Now, I'm not suggesting for a second Vegas is going to win this in 6, but that would be what you would want to unfold if you were Gerard Gallant. This series will, I think, go 6 or 7. I'll agree with you on that for sure.
Well, enjoy it tonight and the rest of the games down the road, and I'm sure we'll catch up again real soon. Thank you for doing this, Gary.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Have a great night.
There's Gary Lawless, Vegas Golden Knights insider.